Pete the Cat put on his favorite shirt with four big, colorful, round, groovy buttons.
My buttons, my buttons, my four groovy buttons. My buttons, my buttons, my four groovy buttons.
Pop! Oh no! One of the buttons popped off and rolled away. Did Pete cry?
Goodness, no!
Buttons come and buttons go. He kept on singing his song.
My buttons, my buttons, my three groovy buttons. My buttons, my buttons, my three groovy buttons.
I guess it simply goes to show that stuff will come and stuff will go. But do we cry? Goodness, no.
We keep on singing.
Good morning. This is WGXC 90.7 Acra. And it is I, Mr. Petey Pete, and I am so happy because today I have two special guests. I have Katrine Hecker. Is that correct?
That's right.
Did I say that right? And Katrine is from Animal Kind. And I also have Mr. Ed Furtek himself, which we all know from The Right Opinion and so forth and so on. But we're here to discuss something that's, speaking for myself, is very near and dear to my heart, and that is the treatment of animals. I'm going to start out. I am going to start out by giving a quote here that, as soon as I can pull this one up, and it would be right here. Okay, let me get this out here. Okay. A quote by Albert Einstein. And Albert says, we as a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way animals are treated. And I thought that would be a good segue to get into this. Katrine, let me start out with, are you from this area? Do you live right around here?
Yeah, I actually live in Catskill, but it's only 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah, right. I do, too. I live in Catskill. How long have you been in the area?
I came to the area in 1995, actually, and I moved to Hudson first.
Okay. In 1995, you said?
Yep.
And what brought you here?
Oh, actually, what brought me here was the idea of leaving New York City and getting a little bit of a calmer living space. At this point, I was a clothes designer, and I was a painter.
Okay.
And my husband was a musician, so we moved to Hudson into a church down on 2nd Street in 1995.
Okay.
Yep, that's how I came here.
What a great combination, a singer and a clothes designer.
Yeah, we had a lot of space.
Yeah, right. And like a lot of people that move from the city to here, to quiet down a little bit, to get into a more open space. And I know the city can be quite overwhelming at times. And so there are a lot of people that come this way for that. And you had told me that you are a pediatric nurse.
Yeah, that's my profession.
That's your profession. And what made you get into Animal Kind?
Well, it started when I moved to Hudson. Until then, I was kind of normal. I had two cats and weekend nightlife. When I moved to Hudson in 1995, there were lots of alley cats in Hudson everywhere.
Lots of feral cats.
Oh, yes, many, everywhere. There were between 60 and 80 alley cats in each alley, and Hudson has about 85 alleys. And especially downtown where I moved to,
right?
I saw a lot of cats. And then the first time I thought, oh, my, this town loves cats, until I realized they were all sickly, pregnant, hungry.
Yes.
And that's when I started just responding. It was just in a response to a situation what I felt had to be attended. And it was very slow. I started feeding the cats in the alleyways first, and then I realized that's not solving the crisis. We have to do more. And I started spay neutering all the cats in the area, and I talked to people, and I tried to help people who had problems with their pets or didn't know about spay and neuter options. And back then, there was a pretty new concept because, in general, cats are basically viewed as on the lowest level when it comes to animal protection.
Yep.
And especially if they're feral, because they're not really pets and they're not wildlife, so they're always falling through the cracks and don't get a lot of compassion. But at the same time, they add to a really crisis of overpopulation of felines who are basically then suffering because there is no care for them. And that was the situation what I faced when I came to Hudson.
Are you like a trained vet?
I'm by now a really trained cat lady.
Right.
You learn as you go. I mean, through my medical background as a pediatric nurse, I was exposed to medical care with children, and I worked with newborns. So there's not so much of a difference. And now working for 15 years with the cats and with veterinarians, there's just something that comes with the experience as you learn.
Right,
as you go.
Right. So the basic medical that you had already received, and then to transfer that into something that is as much as viable into the cats or the pets themselves. Yeah, that makes sense to.
Well, and also I want to say that I do not do surgery. You know,
so like, you weren't doing the spaying.
Oh no! I just paid for it.
You really?
Oh, bless your heart! You are so honorable.
Oh yeah, no! I wasn't going to the alleys neutering the cats. I was contracting with local veterinarians, and actually in the beginning, I had to trade my some of my clothes designs with some spay and neuter and medical care of vets because it was very expensive. And
wow!
And that's when I decided, after doing this for a year and spending almost $20,000 of my own money, to found a foundation, an organization.
My goodness, you're like Mother Teresa.
Yeah, well, I said that before. That is so honorable, and you can't see me now, but I am giving her a big hug. And you said with the cats being kind of like on the bottom of the rail. That being said, cats are the most popular pet in the United States, and there are 88 million pet cats. And 74 million dogs. A little bit more information. There are cats who have survived falls from over 32 stories onto the concrete. And I'm bringing that up because in a brief moment, you had sent me a newsletter that showed a cat that had some tragic things done to it, and how you guys had brought love and healing back to that cat, and it was adopted. And to see the picture of the person kissing that cat was, it was amazing. A group of cats is called a clowder. So I know my next band, I'm going to call it the Cool Clowders. And cats have over 20 muscles that control their ears alone. That's pretty amazing. Cats can sleep 70% of their lives. I can attest to that with my cat, Melvin. A cat has been a mayor of Tukitna, Alaska, for 15 years, and his name is Stubbs. So I think maybe WGXC should take that to heart. And one ran for mayor of Mexico City in 2013. So cats do get around, and they can actually run towns and cities. So let's get that one on the table also.
I saw one playing the piano on YouTube.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, it's out there. It's got a million plus hits. You got to check it out.
But when I was looking at some of these things that you do at Animal Kind, and in 2014... 1,040 homeless cats and kittens were rescued, 38 cats with life-threatening injuries saved, 1,987 cats were sprayed or neutered, and 920 cats and dogs adopted into loving homes. That is such a great thing that you have brought to the community, and I thought it was very important that we did bring you on WGXC, because being a community radio, I think it's really, things like this above and beyond the eagles that float around that is the most important thing to represent to the community, because it is true. I know for myself, and it's even I have it in here, too, that they say just by having a cat alone could give you a 1/3 less of a chance of having a heart attack or stroke. It's a proven fact.
They're not going to live forever.
Yeah, right.
by the way, you guys depend on contributions and donations to survive. Yeah. So there's a big similarity there between WGXC and Animal Kind and how we depend on the public to do our thing.
Right. And that's kind of why, Ed, this is what my second to last show, and I wanted to bring Ed in here because he's been a pretty central part of the enjoyment that I've had here at WGXC. But also, last week, I was walking out of Animal Kind because I brought my cat in, Melvin, to get his shots. And lo and behold, Ed Furtek was walking in. And
yes, I was.
And that was because you're in sometime in the future are actually looking for another cat because your cat's getting on its last time, you know, I don't know how to put
it. Yeah, well, my cat is 19 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, you're making me think about this now, and actually I'm not sure how kind it is to go into Animal Kind looking to replace your cat who hasn't passed away yet. But I am, I guess, doing a little planning for the future. I love cats, and when my cat leaves this world, I probably will get another cat. Oh, yeah. So I was checking the place out. And
well, you can also just come in and, you know, pet the cats, hang around.
Yeah,
they love that.
I've done that. And you have a great operation over there. It's very easy to come in and lounge around and get to know the cats in those little rooms you have set up. It's really, really nice operation.
And that's what I wanted to get in. First of all, what is the, do you know the basic lifespan of a cat?
Well, it's if a cat is a pet cat, it usually can live up to 20 years, which is actually pretty old for a cat, and it's
right.
a good age. The oldest cat I heard of, actually from Hudson, was 28. But that is very unusual. That's like us, you know, getting up to 120.
Yeah, right.
That's not common. So I would say anything between 12 and 20 is a very good age for a cat.
Yeah.
The feral cats, the outdoor cats, are usually have a shorter lifespan since they are much more exposed to the elements and to, you know, cars and other kind of illnesses. But if they're taken care of into managed colonies, what we do, they can live up to 10 to 15 years.
Well, my cat is 19 and probably sleeps more than 70% of the time now. He can't jump anymore, but his favorite spot is a pillow I set up for him on top of my couch, and he's able to get his front legs up on the coffee table, chin himself up slowly onto the coffee table, and then step across to the couch.
Right.
But, it's kind of sad to see. He was a very active, you know, cat when he was younger.
But it's happened to all of us eventually.
Yeah, right.
And that's one of the sad things about it, because you see how it all progresses, because even 1 year ago, the difference between my cat at 18 and my cat at 19 is quite remarkable. I mean, there's a significant difference in how his life is going.
Well, that in itself is something that I wanted to talk about, was the fact that before I had Melvin, I had Gus, and Gus was with me at earlier years in my life, pretty formidable years. So there was a really connection there because I had gone through a lot being younger, you know, experiencing things. And he had caught something where hepatitis, actually, and where a big bubble would form on his side. And he'd be taken in to get that what was in there expelled. And it kept on had to be done more than once. And it comes to a point when you have to ask yourself, when is it that you're keeping the cat alive because you're keeping it alive because it can lead a healthy life, or you're keeping it alive for yourself?
That's a good point.
And that's something that should be brought into consideration.
Well, I think in general, and not just with cats, with everything, you have to. There's no guarantee for anything in life. And animals don't have a concept of the past or the future. They always live in the present.
Yep.
So it's really about what they experience as while we are here, all of us. And if they have a good life, and they have been loved and they've been taken care of. That's the main thing to focus on, I think, with any animal or any person or anybody in your life, that it really what matters is what is now. And if those animals, like your cat who's been through this illness, was cared for by you, and there is a time to go and there's a time to come. The main thing is that what they leave with is the feeling of being loved and cared for and taken care of. But I think that applies to everybody on the planet.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I have to stick up for myself, because we would share a bed together, and I would be on the very close end, and he would be sprawled out with the whole bed. So I had 1/10 of the bed, and he had the other 9th.
Yeah, I want to also mention this is when, especially in our field with the animal rescue. We are exposed to a lot of kittens or cats who have been endured like quite some suffering. They're either injured or they've been abused. And some of them don't live long. They come to us, and some of them live for 2 days. Some of them, you know, get healthy and being adopted. It can be very emotional when you work in this field, because you really put out your compassion, you know, to those creatures in need. But you know, you end it on a positive note, even if we lose one, and sometimes it doesn't make sense. You know, a litter of kittens doesn't make it, you know, and they're awfully cute, but who knows what they had genetically. What we know is that when they left, they were happy. I mean, happy. They were not in pain. They were
cared for the best that could be.
Yes. And I think that's really important. And I think that is what we also try to promote at Animal Kind. Compassion. You know, that compassion is hip.
Yeah, very well said. Yes, but we all need to be hip.
Can I just bring up, you know, let's face it, there's a cost to compassion. Can we talk a little bit about, like, the medical care?
Yeah, I was going to get, I that's all lined up. I wanted to get back to the point about when you said the kittens. A lot of times people come into your place, Animal Kind, and they specifically want a newborn. And that's what they, the kitten, the cute kitten. But it is, I think people are missing out, because there are some older cats in there that could bring as much, if not more, fulfillment if you would just give them a chance. It's because they're not the newborns. They're not, I mean, just as humans, it's like, I was such a cute kid, but I grew up my parents would testify this, to be a little hellraiser. And so what I'm saying is that, you know, cuteness always goes away. And there are so many older cats that people don't even look at because they're older cats. And in some ways, older cats are so cool, so gentle, have been through life and have such a passion in them that is so unique that I think that people are missing out if they just want to get a cute kitten. I think that, or even we had talked about this before the show, and you had talked about this recently, about some cats are injured, and there was this cat, Ogie actually was his back was covered with acid, mm-hmm. and his leg was broken so bad that the bone was sticking out, and he was taken care of the best way that he could, and he was adopted.